Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, deacons, evangelism team, to the mothers, praise team, intercessors, to our youth, our men, ADM Frontline, to our women's team, to every member, family, and friend, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and a good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the mud and the miry clay. Oh yes, it was God who woke us up this morning, started us on our way, touched us with his finger of love, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. And as we look around on this morning, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything is jointed and fitting into place on this morning. So as we wake up, bow down before the throne of our living God, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him the glory for all things that he does for each and every one of us every day. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you this morning?
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith, on this blessed Wednesday morning. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you, we bow down here in the name of Jesus, God, coming to the throne this morning in the name of Jesus, God, just thanking you. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. First, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to my pastor, Apostle Temple, and First Lady, Lakeisha Spencer, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and every mother and everyone in ADM, and each and everyone tuning in this morning, all over the world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just come to give you thanksgiving, God. We come to give you thanks, God, because you touched us this morning with a finger of love, Hadaloshe, God, and we began to rise, Hadaloshe, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Began to rise and gave you the praises and the glory in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, for taking care of our last night and up to this front, God. We thank you, God. And we'll say, when we arose this morning, we still had our sound mind in the name of Jesus, God, because our mind was still on Jesus this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We'll say, God, every part of our bodies was active activities, God, and not and I've been going a little say faster than others, God, but we thank you in a way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you how you have kept us down through the years in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for opening the door, Lord, send that, and we thank you for opening the closing door, putting a lock on the door, God, where it never can be opened anymore, God. So we thank you this morning, God. I ask you this morning, God, touch each and every individual in the name of Jesus this morning, God. I pray, God, that your anointing falls out of the most high, so strong, God, of us, and they have a mind made up to
serve you, a mind to worship you, God, in the name of Jesus, a mind to obey you, a mind to be in obedience, God, this morning. So we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for strength, God. Thank you for your strength, God, because we realize, God, if it wasn't your strength, we couldn't even make it, God. So we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, don't let us forget to lift up the men and women of God, that's crying out to you this morning, God. Oh, God, let them stay up on a while. Don't let them come down. Continue to cry out your truth, God. We thank you for the teachers out of our center this morning and the prophets out of our center, the missionaries, God, out in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. We ask that you touch the God of our center in a mighty way, God. In the name of Jesus, thank God. We ask you to come to the speak, lift up all bowed down heads of our sender. Lift your heads up, oh, you get up, and just begin to trust in Jesus. Begin to cry out like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Be let us begin to stand on your word like never before. In the name of Jesus, no matter when the storm comes, Lord, let us stay steadfast, unmovable, God. Faith in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, because it's a faith walk, God, not what we see, God, but what you say it is, God. So we thank you this morning, God, oh, God, don't let us forget about all we do, God. We continue to lift them up to you in the name of Jesus, God. No matter what, to God, we ask that you heal and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, lead them and guide them in the righteousness of praise. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, in my Sunday. Oh, God, thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. Let it come to the Lord, God. Our strength, God, we thank you, God. The joy is bubbling over out of our Sunday. The rivers of water flowing like never before, God. I ask you this morning, God, of Sunday, that every pipe is stopped up, God, and I know the motion. We grab us in the grass and dirt, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you push it out of our kingdom of motion, God, that the water will flow in the name of Jesus. Hey, glory be to God this morning, God. I thank you this morning, God. I thank you for the love of the Lord, the kingdom of motion, God. We thank you this morning, God, of our Sunday. We dismiss hate, God, by Sunday, and love shall flow in. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, this morning, God. Hey, glory to God. We lift up every homeless person to the end of the boat today, God. I pray, God, that you give them a mind, God, that they don't have to stay in the situation. That they're in, God. If they just let go and let you come in, God, of the boat today, God, you'll make the way out of no way, God. Hey, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, of the boat today. We thank you, God, above for distracting us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, above Shea. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the change breaker, God. Break the chains up our minds, our ears, our eyes, God, above send that about our hearts in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us get to the place that we can forgive, God, and not hold it, God, above send that stuff in our heart, God. Free us from every change, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, in the most check out. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for peace out of our head. Oh, God, we thank you for your perfect peace, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us come to the most check. March back, soldiers, we call about Sunday. Standing straight up, God, about Sunday. With our eyes focused, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Not to the left, not to the right, God. But focus on you, out of our Sunday, God. Let us pay attention, God. Tenderly, because of the motion, what you're speaking to us this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, out of motion, God. I pray, God, that all of us all over the world begin to sit up high by side of high. I demand it because of the motion and begin to praise you, God. Because you are so worthy. Not just only me, God. There's a lot of more out there that you made a way out of no way for them, God. About Sunday, you put a shack over their head. How about Sunday? When they didn't have a shack, God, put it on that table when they were hungry, God. That's enough to say thank you, Lord. Some of us been in critical situations, God, in the hospital, God, 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 God. When the doctor shook their head, oh, but yeah, Lord, you had the last word, and it was yes, God, about Sunday. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. I'm about to say, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I'm about to say, we lift up our family members today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, to strengthen them, God. Draw near to you, God. save, deliver, and set the captive free this morning. In the name of Jesus, out of our shame, God, we cry out for the best out of hundred of our shame. Come back to your first love. In the name of Jesus, out of our shame, God, because what have you left out of our shame when you came to God? Out of our shame, it's the same stuff out there. See, because of our shame, yeah, I pray, God, that they have to charge, God, touch minds, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. All over the world, Lord, I'm gonna say, God, let your perfect will be done. And I know it will be done, and I'm gonna say, I know it will in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Man, because of the most shake, God. I lift up every man all over the world today, God. I'm gonna send that to heart and mind, God. Give them a mind and a heart, God. The woman, God, and I'm gonna say, to do your will, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm gonna say, God, give them a mind that won't stand for you only. And I come to the most shake, oh, hallelujah, I'm gonna say, oh, it's time to tell the world bye-bye. Yeah, because of my son died. The world don't have anything to offer you. But God did it awesome. I'm going to say, hey, we thank you this morning, God. I'm going to say, oh, God, let somebody have a changed mind today, God. Let it come to the Lord. Say, a different direction is about my son. The direction is you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. Let us hear your word, brother. And I'm going to God. Let it penetrate that heart, God. Break it because of my shape. Break it in the name of Jesus, Lord. In my heart. This morning, God, that they may receive your word, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Don't let them look at the bad that's going on, God. But let them look at the good because of my shape, what you are doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. This morning, God, I'm going to say that. No weapon. Yeah, so I'm going to say that. No weapon for them against us. I'm going to say that. To prosper the name of Jesus, God of all. Say, we shall run, did not get weary and way of doing it in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, these things we ask this morning, God of all. Say, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we pray this morning. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 Father.
Lord, God, this morning, God.
Lord,
hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, this morning, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God, let this go.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Incredible.
So this
yes,
right. Everything upon us, your people,
yes.
That we receive from the Lord, that God.
Lord. Hey, yes, Lord. Jesus.
His mercy. His direction. Yes. In the name of Jesus. So have your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Have your way. Go into
yes.
Every corner, every place, every travel,
yes,
every
Lord.
Country,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Touch
every
meal
to the greatest, to the least, in the name of Jesus. Through this corporate prayer this
morning,
and turn everything around. Work everything out, Lord God, to me.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
That you give all the glory and the honor.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Like a breath
hey,
of fresh air.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of
terrible say, yes.
We're going to give you the honor and the glory.
Yes, Lord
but
Jesus.
Because you
terrible say, thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Yes. Because if it had not been for you, on
amen.
Our side,
yes, Lord.
Be?
Hey,
on this
glorious getting up morning. Lord, we thank you for being in your presence.
Yes,
of
Lord.
Anointing,
hallelujah.
Holy Ghost power that
yes.
you provided for us.
Amen.
On this morning.
Yes,
so
Lord, thank you.
On territory, on today in you, Lord Jesus. Increase our mindset today in you, Lord Jesus. Oh,
yes, Lord Jesus. Hi, yes,
God.
Lord.
Let me honor you in
yes,
worship
do,
and pray.
Yes,
even
Lord
in
Jesus.
On today.
Out of the boat, Jesus.
Say hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Well, we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, thank you,
and Lord, we
thank
you,
Lord.
Because of who you
Jesus.
Are.
Amen. Like hallelujah.
You are the author
yes,
and the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
You
yes,
are,
Lord. Who, Jesus?
You are. The
yes,
engineer of our destiny. In you, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
So we
thank you, Jesus.
We praise
you, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord.
We
Lord Jesus.
Let me worship and praise
Lord.
Your name. Oh, yes. In heaven.
Yes, Lord.
In here. So, Lord Jesus, have
Jesus.
Your way.
Yes,
on
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Saturated right here.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive the mist. Saturate the atmosphere.
Yes,
save
Lord.
Somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. And wonders.
Yes, Lord.
Upon somebody.
God. Yes,
today.
Lord.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord Jesus.
And we're
going to
thank you. And we're going to
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You are the most important thing.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
No matter how small.
Out of the boat, thank you, Lord. Hey, Jesus.
God bless you. The thing
yes,
that you
Lord.
Give us, we give you thanks, honor,
yes,
and praise.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because it all belongs to you.
Yes,
so
it is, Lord. Hallelujah.
So
yes, okay. Yes, Lord.
For
thank you.
For preparing us.
Thank you,
for such
Jesus.
A so we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we say glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes,
Lord,
Lord Jesus. Thank you.
The office.
Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise Jesus. Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Can't you feel the spirit of the living God?
Yes, Lord.
Moving all
yes,
over you right
hey.
Now.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Yes,
you can,
yes.
In the presence of Almighty God.
Jesus, hallelujah. We need Jesus.
His son.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
For Jesus. Oh, how awesome.
Hey, Jesus.
Oh,
yes,
how wonderful.
Yes.
My Lord. Oh,
thank
yes.
Ooh,
oh,
thank
how
you,
glorious.
Lord.
Mm.
Hey, Jesus, thank you.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Thank
for
you.
For you to be here. That
yes.
Sit in your midst and receive
Jesus.
What you have for us, Lord Jesus,
yes,
on today.
Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
From the without any standing with us. Lord God, we receive
yes,
it.
Yes,
amen.
In
Jesus' name.
Yes, you do, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Touch her spirit.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Father God.
Hey. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord,
for
thank
your spirit,
you.
Lord God,
that you
are
Jesus.
And that you are God. On this
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Well,
amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. For
thank
this
you.
Holy Spirit coming in. Amen. And the Lord God
amen.
Coming in. Praise God in.
Mm,
and
yes,
dwelling
Lord.
With us for a while. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody just tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank
tell
you,
him,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And
thank
one more
you,
time,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Well,
amen.
We're going to move on now. This
amen.
Is Wednesday midweek.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
The Lord
yes.
has allowed us to be here one more time.
Amen.
And I was looking at my kid and says, what triggers your allergies? Amen.
Mm, Jesus.
Amen. The Lord that what triggers
ooh, yeah.
of God? You talk about his nostrils. And the thing that triggers
yes.
something in his nostrils is
amen.
Sin. Just
yes.
like these allergies over here are triggering our nostrils right now. Sin
amen.
Triggers the nostrils of God. So shall
yes.
sin trigger our
Jesus.
Nostrils.
Amen.
They get up in there, praise God, and they aggravate you. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So
amen.
Just like it aggravates God, it should aggravate us on this
amen.
Morning. Amen. Amen. God. But I want to talk to you this morning about two people. Amen. Talking about aggravating God. Amen. And we're going to go over to Acts, praise God. The fifth chapter. Amen.
Amen.
Acts, the fifth chapter, beginning at the first verse. Praise God. And I don't know how far I'm going to read now. Not too far. Praise God. Lord Terry. 5:1. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a portion, a piece of property, and kept back part of the price. Mm. His wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? Price of the land. Now, this is what they agreed to do as husband and wife, like sowing a seed. You say, I'm going to sow this seed, and this is the amount I'm going to give. And you promised it to God, to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you decide, that you're going to take and keep a portion. Oh, glory.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My Lord. Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? So in other words, y'all didn't have to give anything. You didn't have to promise nothing.
Amen.
You got an offer, you accepted and kept your mouth closed and didn't say nothing about nothing.
Amen.
Oh, no. But you promised it. Oh, yes, you did.
Yes. Amen.
And went, and after it was sold, it was not in thine own power. So you had the money when you sold it. Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Remember, God looks at the inward part, and what is that?
Yes.
That's the heart of man.
Amen.
Well, out of the heart of man flows the issues of life. And God reads our lives through our heart, through our blood. He sees it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And it says, has that not lied unto men, but unto God? Yeah. Amen.
Come on. Amen.
And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. Amen. And it was about the space of 3 hours afterwards. What happened? You can read the rest. But his wife came. Yeah. With the same little lame story. And lied to the man of God. And
Jesus,
the same thing happened. She fell dead at his feet. And the young man came. Wounded her. Carried her out. And buried her next to her husband. Amen.
I tell you. Holy Jesus.
Lying to the Holy Spirit. You can lie to people. You can lie to yourself. But you can't lie to God.
Hey, Jesus. Amen.
Glory,
amen. Hey, Jesus.
You can tell
them
lies. You can tell your lies and your lies compliment them lies. But you can't lie to God. Oh, no, you can't do it. So why did they lie? Why did they lie? It made no sense. They didn't have to. They didn't have to even say they would give anything up. Just keep it.
Amen.
They would have been better off. Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
But why did they lie? Why did they lie?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So you know what I want to do right quick for a few minutes? I want to open up the line. And I want you to tell me why they lied. Amen. Tell me why they lied. To the man of God in the Holy Spirit. What's your ass on today? What do you think their cause was? And they would go and lie to God in such a bold-faced manner. One that God supplies every one of their needs.
Amen.
Dial us up this morning. Press 1. Let me hear your answer this morning. Amen. Praise God. Been a while since we had a little talk time. Come on.
Amen.
Come on out there. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lying to the Holy Spirit. Why would they lie? Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
You ask yourself. And we need to ask ourselves that. Why would we lie to God? Why would we lie to the Holy Spirit? Why would we lie to ourselves? And then why would we lie to others? For what reason? For what reason? Amen. Remember, what triggers your allergies? Amen. Sin. Sin. But in their case, they had a specific reason for doing what they did. Amen. Amen. I see we don't have any takers out there this morning. Praise God. Amen. I think everybody's still reeling from the anointing that the Lord brought in. Well, we got a caller. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Let me get you in here, caller. Amen. Praise
God.
How
you doing, Pastor Mills?
Praise God. How you doing? Praise God.
You doing
yes,
fine, blessed day. You know, to me, it seems that most people in the world today want to be seen instead of being heard. So when you make an offering, some people do it just to show who they are, but they don't show who they are in God. That's what the gift is supposed to be about. It's about God, your offering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is to me. Thank you very much.
Amen. So it's about showing a false face, not being true. Amen.
Exactly.
We got another caller. Another caller, 6993. You're on the air.
Good morning, Pastor Smith. I'm sitting here in the Bible, looking in the Bible in Ecclesiastics. I was reading it, and one reason that we do the things that we do, and it's here in writing, if I can't find it right now, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to lead me, is because if the answer is there. It says that when we do something wrong, because God is slow to judge, we continue to do it over and over. So because he did not act right away, we continue. It's easy for a person to continue to do the same thing because, you know, his actions are not there. And I'm looking for the scripture because I don't want to just throw something out there. I want to be able to back it up as well. But I was reading that. I actually asked the Holy Spirit for the years ago. I said, why do people continue to do the same thing that they do over and over, lie, steal, cheat, whatever it may be? And the Holy Spirit took me to this scripture in Ecclesiastes. And it basically it stated, because God is slow to judge us when we do wrong, we continually to do it. So that's my answer.
Amen. So those reoccurring sins, amen. And because we commit those reoccurring sins and God is slow to anger or to act against us, we continue to do them because we're doing what? We're not getting away, but we're getting by with it. But that's only heaping coals of fire. Amen. We're only heaping coals of fire on ourselves when we do this. Amen? Amen. That's a great answer. And that's our own evangelist elect, Ponton. Amen. Amen. Do we have another caller? Do we have another caller on the line? Praise God. Why would they lie to the Holy Spirit? Amen. Praise God. Why do some people lie about things in general when it comes to money? Remember, for the word says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which bringeth forth sin. Amen. When sin has been conceived, then you know what's next. Death. Praise God. But one of my answers is greed. Amen. Greed. Because they had more than enough. Amen. And they knew it. But they want to be greedy and keep something back. Amen. But when you say you're going to give something, be true to your word. And give what you say you're going to give. Do what you say you're going to do. As a man and a woman of God. Amen. And them being leaders, they should have known better. But that little slip to where the enemy comes in and we allow him to enter our minds and our hearts to have us to do those things that God wouldn't have us to do because we didn't take a moment out, a moment. Think about that thing and said, no, that's not godly. That's not right. I'm not going to do that. God said he'll supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. So here, Lord, take it all. Take all I got. Because I know you're going to supply me with more. Because you made that promise, God, and I believe you. That way, Lord, I don't have to lie to you. And I don't have to hold nothing back. Remember the children of Israel? Out there in the desert, wanting something to eat, and God sent down the manna. Amen. And because they tried to, he told them not to hold anything back. Eat what you can eat. Don't try to save anything. And some of them hard-headed, stiff-necked people tried to save it. And what happened? It turned into maggots. Amen. And just like putting money in your pocket, you got holes in the bottom of it. You're walking along the way, your money just wasting out. You don't even know that it's gone. Praise God. Don't lie to God. Don't lie to yourself. Especially don't lie to the Holy Spirit. Amen. For God says he loves a cheerful giver. When we give what we say we're going to give. Be a man, a woman of integrity and honor, and do what we say we're going to do. And God will always honor us. He will always have our back. But if we do contrary, and tell lies, no, that don't sit with God. Even the eeny, teeny, beeny, itsy, witsy lie, it don't sit with God. He say he will not have us hot nor cold. He'll spew us out. Amen. But this case, this man and wife, it cost them their life. Praise God. So don't let it cost you your life, your place in the kingdom of God, because you decide you're going to do what you're going to do under your own osmosis with your little bitty brain, and you're going to outthink God, you're going to outmaneuver God. But he knows it all. He sees it all. Remember when the one disciple, Judas, was going to betray Jesus, and they was all at the Last Supper. And Jesus is God. He knew it all. And he told him, say, the ones that got to go and do what you got to do, go and do what you got to do. Because God already knew. We can't hide nothing from God. Oh, no. No matter how you twist it, turn it, hide it, dig it in the ground, whatever you want to do with it, put it in a vault safe, God knows that it's there. Amen. Because he knows us, and he made us for himself. So everything, even our thoughts, God knows them from afar. On today, stay truthful to God, to man, to the Holy Spirit, and especially to yourself, and God will honor you. Some of those other things, amen, praise God, that we hold back, amen, it's time, our money, our love to God, our helps. God tells us to go out and help somebody or something. We hold it back, but we don't go. Being humble, our commitment to God, those things. And there's probably more that we hold back from God that we shouldn't hold back to get closer to him, to have a deeper and closer personal relationship with him. Praise God. But lying and cheating and stealing will bring a divide, will tear a rip, and God will separate us from him when we lie and be dishonest. So we are called to honesty, truth, and integrity on today as children of God. Don't turn back and go back from where you came from where you was delivered from. Praise God. Because God is making the way straight. Because heaven is our home on today. On today, as you go your way, think about it. And when the enemy try to bring those little thoughts to your mind, rebuke him in the name of Jesus and put the word of God on it. And don't sit there dwelling on it. Get up and do something in the will of God. Praise God. And the enemy will flee on today. So the last question is, what triggers your allergy? Amen? What triggers them? You got to find out and get your diagnosis, and then you go and get something to counteract. Well, for sin, the counteraction is the word of the living God on today. Well, I've far spent my time. I hope somebody got something out of this on this morning. Praise God. And remember, tell God thank you more than asking him for things. He loves to praise, and he'll supply your every need. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. and you come on back tonight at 7 p.m. where our own Mother Helen Walker come and do a drive-by or a sit-down in the Word of God on this evening. Praise God. So you be blessed and continue to let God change you. Change your heart. Change your mind. Amen. That you will be a better man and a woman and a child of the Most High God. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.
Change me, O God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Clean.